Hello and welcome to Swimming Things. This episode, I'm going to be talking about Paralympic swimming. You're probably asking, what is Paralympic swimming? Paralympic swimming is an adaptation of the sport swimming for athletes with disabilities. There are also different races split into different categories. For example, S is freestyle, butterfly, and backstroke events. SB is breaststroke events, and SM is individual medley. There are also categories for the different types of disabilities, like mental, amputations, etc. Another word for Paralympic is handicap, or you could just say disabled.
Now that I've got that out of the way, I'll be interviewing some people and seeing what they think about Paralympic swimming. Let's get some of my classmates.
What do you think about Paralympic swimming or swimmers?
Well, I firstly think that they're really inspiring, and it's like, it's really strange how someone came up with the idea, like, they had one leg and they were like, I can swim. How does someone's brain work like that? Like, who would have thought you can miss a body part and swim? But yeah, it is like really inspiring, and I'm glad someone came up with it.
I think this is a great thing people are doing, and good on them, because they are taking a disadvantage that they have and making it an advantage, and that's really inspiring.
I find it incredible because I can barely swim with two legs and they can swim with one. I also find it incredible that even with a mental disability or can't see or hear anything, they still swim.
Talk about some difficulties Paralympic swimmers go through. It's enough on land, but Paralympic swimmers have to do things in the water. Like, I've watched a person swim with one arm, over and over again the arm went. And it tends to be very tiring using one arm without the help from the other. It's hard.
Let's choose a swimmer to talk about. Get your popcorn and listen to a story of a woman named Alice Tai. There was a girl named Alice Tai who was banned from competing in a country championship because she is disabled. She won the relay gold in the women's 4x100 medley at Rio 2016. They said she was a para-athlete swimming in a non-para-athlete race. They let her swim in the heats but didn't let her swim in the final. In my opinion, she should have been allowed to swim.
Now let's listen to a short clip of Alice Tai speaking in her own words about being disqualified. There is some noise, but you can still hear her speaking.
For me, the hardest part is that I love racing. So to have some of my main events where I'm quite far ahead of the field on paper can be kind of annoying, because I love a good gritting your teeth sort of race. But at the end of the day, it's the IPC's decision, so just gotta do what they say.
Now we are going to see probably one of my favourite quotes. It is, my dream was to win the world championships, and I did it. So I said my next dream was to win the Paralympics. So what's my next dream? It is sleeping. And that's by Daniel Martens. Paralympic swimmers have excuses not to swim, but they still do. Like, if I had a disability, I would definitely still swim. Not to mention that they have to train very hard to get faster, and they also have to train that bit more to get stronger. So they can still be as fast as a person without a disability.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. Stay tuned. Now listen to a song that's kind of swimming related.
Yeah.